Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. Welcome back. We are in the middle of Matt's missive, very deep in the middle. It's still only the 11th Doctor. We're still going to get through Peter Capaldi and Jodie Whittaker before we even get to the 60th anniversary specials. We're going to be in this missive for some time. This is my fault, though, because I was like, I barely remember this episode and decided to go back and watch them all. And haven't I been having fun? I have. I've enjoyed it way more than I thought I would. And also, like, realized some of these episodes I've never watched again. I must have been really angry at the show at the time. Or busy, you know. I was busy for a while. Anyway, we're about to do Nightmare and Silver. But before that, I did get a message from James, who sent me a thing about Bourneville, which was just outside of Birmingham, built by the Cadbury Company. And it was like, because, you know, in The Crimson Horror, which is the one we did last time in Matt's missive, there was Sweetville. And then it turned out there was nothing in the factory. So it was just like the big gramophones playing factory noises. Well, Bourneville was actually a place like Sweetville, built for the workers at the Cadbury factory. And it was apparently like an ideal village, and is still to this day one of the most desirable places to buy a house in England. Despite it being near Birmingham. That dig is really just for text message Peter, who is from Birmingham. Like, he's got the fruity accent and all. I hate to say this out loud because he's going to hear this, but it's not as strong as it used to be. He sometimes sounds very Australian. He would be horrified for me to say that, but it happens. He doesn't know it happens. Like, he rings me and he talks to me and I'm like, oh, man, he's gone fully Aussie today. Except when he's complaining about something, and then he goes right back to Birmingham. Also, my favourite rural soap opera podcast that I listen to, The Archers, which has been running since the 50s, is set near Birmingham in the fictional county of Borsetshire and the fictional town of Ambridge. But, yeah, Birmingham's their nearest kind of city. And they record it in Birmingham. The radio studios, the BBC studios where they record The Archers, are in Birmingham. So there's occasionally a little bit of a Birmingham accent on display there. It's delightful. And one of my favourite comic books ever was set in Birmingham. When I was a kid, When I first started reading 2000 AD, which is, you know, where you can find Judge Dredd, and I still get it every week. I don't read it every week. I have been reading it every week lately because the Judge Dredd, they've had like a defund the police kind of storyline going, which is just amazing. It's been really good. But yeah, I when I first started reading it, it was like I was doing a paper round for the news agents, and they had, you know, these comics that I thought, oh, this looks like fun. So yeah, I started buying 2000 AD from the news agents and got it every week. And there was a story in there that had just started, which was a riff on E.T., which was in the cinema not long before this comic came out. And it was called Skiz. And it was, you know, it was written by Alan Moore, who went on to write The Watchmen, amongst other things, Swamp Thing and all that kind of thing. So this is like one of his early pieces. But yeah, Skiz was basically, what if an alien like E.T. landed in Birmingham and found kind of like a tough teenage girl. It was just great. It was so much fun. It does remind me a little bit of the Star Beast. Like, that kind of had the same sort of vibe. but Skiz was nice. It didn't turn out to be evil like the Meep. But yeah, just kind of like that working class fun vibe. Because, you know, most British science fiction back then, everyone was a bit posh. But, you know, nowadays you can be from any walk of life. Anyway, this has been a massive tangent about Birmingham. Just because of Bourneville. See what you've done to me, James? You give me one fascinating fact and I go off in Tangent City. Anyway, back to Matt's missive. You wonder why it's taking me so long to get through Matt's missive. It's because I keep talking. Matt's missive. We are up to Nightmare in Silver, which is the second Neil Gaiman scripted episode for The 11th Doctor. And Matt says, will they ever do the Cybermen properly in New Who? This time around, they're given the all-new ability to run. Whilst that's quite a chilling development, which makes me think of when they allowed zombies or infected to run in 28 Days Later, that gives them a new menace. The execution leaves a lot to be desired. The potential was there to upgrade, for want of a better phrase, the Cybermen to a whole new level of threat. It's akin to allowing the Daleks upstairs, but the potential for real terror at this new threat development is squandered. Add to that appearances by Jason Watkins and Warwick Davis. Porridge, really? And you've got, again, a fantastic recipe that's been badly overcooked. Yeah, there are a couple of moments that I was just like, oh, really? I remembered watching it and realizing, you know, kind of when you're probably supposed to, that Warwick Davis's character was going to turn out to be the Emperor. Even though the statue that they used was not a great likeness, and it was meant to be. Also, you know, we didn't really get to see the coin that much. And, you know, the kids that Clara looks after, why did they come into it all of a sudden? Like, it was one of those things that felt like, oh, that's going to be the new thing this series. But then other than the Bells of St. John and this one, we never even really knew that she... what she had to do with them. So yeah, it was peculiar. And then she was a teacher all of a sudden in Day of the Doctor. I just because it's really weird watching them now in like this order, because they were so kind of, you know, most of series 7 was kind of split apart into bits and pieces, and then like you'd get three episodes there, then you get the 50th anniversary, and then you get the Regeneration Christmas special. And so it never really kind of felt like a coherent thing. But when you watch them all back to back in a row like we've been doing here, it kind of feels very strange. You're like, where did that character go? Why is this person in it now? What's going on? Anyway, Nightmare in Silver. I did love this, the sped up Cybermen, and thought that was like Matt says, you know, potentially terrifying. Like, oh my God, they can run. Because that was the, you know, the slow inexorability of the Cybermen was always kind of fun. I did, you know, the Cybermen were always kind of, ever since Tomb of the Cybermen, had kind of been like a silver mummy. Like they've been treated like mummies. Like, oh yeah, we're going to lumber slowly towards you so you've got plenty of time to get out of the way and maybe we'll kill you. But being able to run, like that's terrifying. Also, there were so many of them. That was something that was great, like millions of Cybermen. The other thing I thought was, you know, great on paper, not on screen, was the practically abandoned amusement park that still sort of worked. It's like, does it work or does it not work? Like, give me something here. The Cybermen playing chess was kind of used really well in a Big Finish story with Paul McGann, which was called The Silver Turk, which turned out to be a Cyberman. Again, the same thing. The Silver Turk is like an old thing from like Victorian era where it was like there was a, you were playing chess against a robot sort of bit of business. But yeah, and I love that it just turned out to be, you know, guy hiding under the cabinet who was the emperor. Like it's, the ending is really convenient. It's like, oh no, we're painted into a corner. We're all going to blow up and die. Oh, it's okay. I'm the emperor. Everyone will come. I'll save everyone. It's, yeah. You know what's great about this episode? Matt Smith versus Matt Smith. Like, that is fun. And that's kind of, you know, all you want really is a lot of Matt Smith yelling at Matt Smith. All right, we're nearly at the end of the seventh season of the new Doctor Who. Next episode is The Name of the Doctor.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.